Hello, everyone. Welcome to Science Unscripted. It's Connor here. I'm back.
And Gabe, we are in the studio.
Yeah, we're healthy. We are out of quarantine. To be clear, we were kind of under double quarantine, or at least I was. First from the health authorities here in Germany because of direct exposure to somebody who was confirmed positive with SARS-CoV-2, with the coronavirus. And then the second quarantine, Gabe, that also affected you, was here at DW.
Yeah, that's right. The emergency protocols department said that we couldn't enter the building. That was, for me, it was only because I had been in contact with you.
Yeah, it was my fault there. Yeah, sorry about that one. But we're back. It's a good thing. And actually, I respect DW's policy on that one.
No, better safe.
Keep people who've been exposed away. We are back. We're healthy. And in the meantime, you have all sent a lot of emails in. Thank you for the well wishes. I got a couple of emails wishing me the best, a speedy recovery. Thank you very much for those. We got a couple others as well, Gabe. Vaccine opinions.
That's right. Yeah, people writing in whether they would take the vaccine. Quite a few who won't.
Yeah, and you would think that puts them in the minority, you know, the people who won't be getting the vaccine. It's not that simple. New information out of Europe shows that there are a lot of Europeans who aren't necessarily prepared to take the new COVID-19 vaccines. Mm. Here in Germany, I think 53,
the latest data, 53% of Germans would take the vaccine.
Okay, so they will.
That's gone down. It was 58 3 weeks ago. So that's going in the direction, yeah, for people not wanting to take the vaccine.
Yeah, and one country we wanted to focus on today is Sweden. Now, most of you have heard of Sweden throughout the coronavirus outbreak as kind of taking a different approach in their response. And a lot of Swedes, about half, have said that they're not prepared, or they either won't be taking the new coronavirus vaccine or they're not sure. And of those who are saying that they don't really want this new vaccine or one of the new vaccines, 87% have said it's due to their fears of as yet unknown side effects.
Right.
And that's what we wanted to get into. Is there a reason to feel that way? Well, particularly for Sweden and also Finland and to a lesser extent here in Germany, the answer is actually...
There is a specific reason for Swedes to be wary of vaccines.
Yeah, and it goes back to what happened in Sweden and here in Europe in 2009 regarding vaccines that a whole lot of people got with some unintended consequences.
So we are going to go revisit that period of time in Sweden today. We're going to be speaking with the vaccine expert at the Karolinska Institute. His name is Matti Sjöberg.
Science Unscripted.
Yeah, my name is Matti Sjöberg. I'm a professor at Karolinska Institutet in Stockholm, Sweden, and I'm a main focus of research is around vaccines.
Matti, with everyone talking about the new COVID-19 vaccines, I've seen some vaccine skeptics a couple of times now. They keep referencing the swine flu pandemic in 2009, and that being the reason that they won't be taking a COVID-19 vaccine. Let's rewind. What happened exactly in 2009, or what did the situation look like?
Well, in 2009, we had an outbreak of a new flu virus. It stemmed from probably pigs in Mexico, and then it spread like a pandemic all over the world. It looked like the 1917 Spanish flu outbreak. Therefore, a vaccine was developed against swine flu. And in Europe, and particularly in the Nordic countries, almost exclusively in the Nordic countries, cases of narcolepsy appeared after this vaccination. It was around 300 cases.
So these vaccines against the swine flu, they're being administered, people are getting shots, and then suddenly people start noticing that a startling number or an unusual...
No. First of all, you have to realize that we're distributing globally 60 to 90 million doses, and we're talking 300 cases. So this is an extremely rare event.
I understand that it's rare, but still that 300 people get narcolepsy. Did nobody knew that this was going to happen? It didn't come up in any trials? When did the cases emerge?
I don't remember exactly when they emerged in relation to the vaccines.
So what happened next, Matti? Did the immunizations stop? Did people stop getting this vaccine? Or was this considered a normal or acceptable side effect, a minor side effect in terms of the number of people affected, a normal side effect of, you know, handing out these vaccines?
It's certainly not a normal side effect, but the confounding factor is that the virus infection itself causes narcolepsy. And then it's hard, very often hard to dissect whether it is was caused by the virus infection or by the vaccine. Still, the Swedish authorities decided to reimburse those who develop narcolepsy.
So part of the reason we're talking about this, obviously, is that, you know, this kind of story, these developments, suddenly getting narcolepsy when you didn't have it before and having your life completely changed as a result, that's scary to a lot of people out there. Why should they not be scared that this is going to happen with a COVID-19 vaccine? Is there any reason that the new vaccines coming out are different and shouldn't have that happen as compared to the swine flu vaccines?
Absolutely, because many reasons. First of all, the clinical trials now are much bigger. We're talking, we've already now vaccinated over 100,000 people. There's no yet no severe adverse events associated with these vaccinations. So there's much bigger clinical trials. There is no evidence that, as far as I know, that COVID-19 causes narcolepsy. That's certainly not one that we're going to see if there's going to be any severe side effects.
One of our listeners wrote in to us, Maddie. This guy, his name is Stefan. He writes, and I'll quote him here, "I'm not an anti-vaxxer, but my early inclination is not to take the COVID-19 vaccine, as I'm not convinced that enough research has been done on possible side effects." He's talking about long-term side effects.
I understand that. But then the option is that we still are staying in a lockdown. So the research that has been done, I really need to emphasize that it's the safety studies that have been performed now with these vaccines are quite exceptional, extremely large studies. So I would say that the probability of these vaccines causing a common and a side effects that actually worse than the COVID-19 pandemic is it's extremely rare, at least in the Northern Hemisphere, where we have an old population which are at risk of dying. We have a lot of people in the hospital right now. So, I mean, one has to put this into perspective.
Stefan's question, if I can come back to it, is, has this been rushed? He's talking about long-term side effects. Has it gone too fast, Maddie?
No, I don't think it's gone too fast if you look at the clinical trials. The clinical trials started in March. They've been running until now, so they're going to run for a year. So no, in that respect, absolutely not. It has been rushed.
I know that we can't compare apples to oranges, and comparing an mRNA vaccine to the flu vaccine that was taken back in 2009 is unscientific and idiotic. But if something were to happen, like the narcolepsy outbreak, because of the mRNA vaccines now, and you look back at it in 10 years, we do this interview again in 2030, will you say that things were rushed this time around?
No, you have to define what you mean rushed. You have to look at the clinical trials that have been performed. It's over 100,000 people that have received these vaccines. So far, we haven't seen any severe, unusual severe adverse events. One can never, ever exclude that. But I'm sorry, I have to run now into another meeting. So if you want to talk to me again, you need to call me back later today.
Nope, Maddie, you covered it. Thanks.
Yeah, I think this was great. And thank you for dealing with our questions. We're trying to ask you questions that our listeners are asking us.
Yeah.
And I think you've answered them very, very well.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Thank you, Maddie.
Yeah. Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, so Maddie Zolberg there having to run out.
Either annoyed at our questions or really had to get to a meeting.
I'd be annoyed.
Given that he's the vaccine expert in Sweden, he probably has a
no,
bit
no,
to
he,
do
I,
right
no,
now.
Yeah, he had a meeting. He definitely did. But no, it would be annoying. It would be hard to be sitting in a chair like that as a professor whose job it is to communicate, you know, scientific research to people and being confronted with the kinds of questions that you and I just asked him. You know, the fear, to be confronted basically with visceral fear in the face of data that shows, you know, you are way better off not contracting a viral infection and instead
yeah.
taking on the very, 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 very minor risks of getting
enough.
Vaccination.
Fair enough, fair enough. A completely fair point that he made. Like, look, put this into perspective. Either we let all these people continue to, you know, to die.
And not just
hospitals
sorry.
Full across Europe. The numbers are off the charts on this continent. Because of some random fears of something that isn't going to happen well, or that there's no evidence for at this point?
The larger point there is also if you were to get a coronavirus infection, there's a decent chance that you're going to have some semi-permanent or permanent side effects as a result.
Absolutely.
And that risk is certainly higher than what appears to be the risk of getting a COVID-19 vaccine at this point. Who knows what the future holds? But at this point, like he said, 100,000 people have already had a couple of these vaccines tested on them. It looks good. We haven't had, you know, a huge number of severe adverse reactions.
It's brand new. An mRNA vaccine has never happened before. So, of course, there's reason to be there's reason for apprehension. But at this point, the evidence says you don't have to feel that way.
If you have anything else to say on it, get in touch with us. We are su@dw.com.
Science Unscripted.